It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good day, and welcome to Speak Out 2.0. It is Friday, November 21st. The temperature along the Colorado River? Wet, wouldn't you say, James?
Yeah, it wet. Is. It feels like Colorado out there.
It's wet outside. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from our Bullhead City studio. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. We're on 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7. Next month, we're going to be on 106.1 and 9. We're just going to cover the whole dial. Yeah. We have a phone line. If you want to call in, you already heard my guest, James Jarman, the director of marketing, communications, what else?
Yep. Websites, anything that you see, anything visual you see for the college, that's pretty much us. Okay. That's our office.
That's James. And by the way, if you prefer to text a question, you can do that, 928-727-5566. And James is here. James wanted to come in and scream and holler, but unfortunately,
we could still scream and holler. It was a historic, epic season for the soccer team.
Because they really only lost two games the whole year.
They lost two games this whole year. They were to two teams that are in the national championship games, for one for in Division II, the other in Division I, and they are regional champions. The men's soccer team, regional champions, beat Yavapai College in the championship game that was in Bullhead City. They brought the road to the national championships through Mojave County. First time that has ever happened. I mean, you talk about an epic season. They brought national attention to Mojave County, to Bullhead City.
Right.
They were the district champions, beat Salt Lake City here in Bullhead City to win the district championship game. That opened the door for them to head into the national championship game. They made it to the Final Four, and to get to the Final Four, they knocked off the defending national championship team out of Iowa.
Who won last year?
It to the Final Four. And then they lost to the hometown team because the national championships are being held at Daytona State College. So they played Daytona State College in the semifinal game and just got nudged out by Daytona State, which, hard to go in and get that draw to play the hometown team.
In the hometown,
right there, yeah. But I mean, talk about in their second season
right.
to make it to the Final Four in the nation, and there's over 200 college teams in the divisions in the NJCAA.
How many of your soccer players will you lose this year that will graduate or move on to a four-year or
the we have one player who is either the first or second when you look at the scoring and stats. First or second best in the country in the NJCAA, and he's a freshman. So that's
good.
A young team. So we've got a few that will probably move on. We've got NCAA Division I's who are interested in some of our players. So we'll see if we can keep them.
Do you think
about a talented team? The coach is going to try to keep them all together, of course, as many as possible. But yeah, the number one, number two player in the country is in Mojave County and is a freshman.
Great. Do you think if somebody was to plan to leave and go into the workforce, they've graduated, they're ready to go, they might stick around and take a welding class next year to be on the team?
Yeah. That is the goal too, is, you bring the players out here from, across the country. A lot of them are regional players. We've got a lot of players from the Vegas area, a lot of players from, Yuma area, Utah. So a lot of regional players are here. Hopefully you get them in here, and they love the area and they want to stay. So,
yeah.
That's part of the goal too, is, help build up the area.
Bring in some kind of class to take next year and stick around.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Bring in the young talent and keep them here. Let them see what a great area we have.
And not to nudge out the soccer, but you also recently sent out a press release how wonderful Tracy Gift and her program is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it has been so busy. The college really, really making, national headlines, so to speak, here, because, not only did the soccer team, make the national tournament in just their second season, but the dental hygiene program, was just notified that they got a national award. Tracy Gift is the director of our dental program. She's going to be flying out to New York in December.
To get the award?
Yeah, to accept the award at the ceremony. They're in, rarefied air, let's say, because this award, it's called the Teledentistry Award. Teledentistry Innovation Award, the 2025 award. For example, schools that have won this, Harvard, New York University, those two have won it. So
holy cow,
really in rarefied air there.
Will the college buy her something to wear? I mean, she's come from Bullhead City.
You talk about, the college getting just some great national attention, really turning heads. And then we also have the welding program.
Right.
They just scored the top scores on their national standards audit. So for the Weld Test Center, and that's an, American Welding Society testing, certification.
That's very cool.
Yeah. And it is we're the first school college in, first location, I should say, in Arizona to have an AWS certified welding test center. So for the students out there, what it means is you have to get certified, right? So you go through all your training and then you get certified. Usually, welders, to get certified, you have to go get an AWS certification. Well, you have to pay $500 to get your qualification certification, right? Well, if you're a student, you get not only your AWS training at the college, but that's rolled into and incorporated into the program is your qualification certification. So you don't have to pay that extra $500. That's part of the program.
Right here at Mojave College.
Right, exactly. So you get not only world-class training, but you get your certification thrown in as well once you're done, once you're through and you can qualify and take that test.
Right.
Take the skills test. So they in the past couple of weeks was just announced that they got the high marks, highest you can get for their audit. So yeah, I mean, really, dental, soccer, welding. Yeah, and then the big news we just found out today, we just got the word that the Higher Learning Commission, that's our accrediting body that says, hey, that's the one that says, this is a college that meets all the top marks. So it really is something that you have to, what you look for, that it's a quality college, you're getting a high quality education.
We need a drum roll for this.
Yeah, so they approve the bachelor's degrees. So right. We have bachelor's degrees. If you go to mojave.edu/bachelors, we have the three degrees that we're rolling out that just got approved.
And
those are just the first three, biology, human services, and early education, so K-8, so the need for teachers. So
teachers that want to get their BA can do it right here.
Yeah, so you can do it right here. Ooh. Now, rolled all in one, and these are all starting up in January.
Okay.
So you can get going now and get in there, and if you want, what you do is you go to futurebighorn.com, fill out that form. You'll see that it's an online form. And that's how you want to get, that's the best way to get started. Fill out that form. You'll be in the system. Somebody will reach out to you. They'll get the application in and they'll help walk you through the whole process.
Okay. All right. And your truck driver school, like an anniversary.
Yeah. They just celebrated their fifth anniversary. So Phoenix Truck Driving, we partnered with them 5 years ago so that they could, and they bring a 4-week program. So if you want to be a truck driver, and it's a fairly intense program, so you have to have the time, set aside that time to get in there every day and study and learn the truck driving, go out on the course, you know, learn how to drive a big rig, and then they get you trained so that you can go in and take the certification test, and then they help you find a job. And I think they have a near 100% job placement rate with trucking companies.
That's the easy part when they're done.
Yeah, once you get it, if you get through that program, they'll place you with a truck company. And I think the lowest pay, from what I heard, was they were looking at, they get you in at $60,000.
Right, to start.
And then it goes up from there. So even if you want to do long-haul trucking, that's where the money is.
I think DOT's paying some of their guys $120 a year.
Yeah, it could be. For experience, yeah.
But long-haul for them is 3 or 4 states.
And not too bad. Yeah, cross-country is generally long-haul, yeah.
Right.
And we've had married couples go through the program, they can do the long haul, so they're in the truck together, going cross country, that
6 week
kind of
anniversary going to New York.
Just so much going on at the college that, if you go to Mojave.edu and you scroll to the bottom, you'll see the news and events section. You can catch up on all the stories there, but the big one, the big announcement today, with the bachelor's degrees that coming out, really kind of changing. The college is still a 2-year college as far as offering associate's degrees. You got the full slate of associate degrees, but it was several years ago the state made a change and said that the 2-year colleges can now go ahead and start offering 4-year degrees as well, colleges across the state are starting to do that, and we're the latest ones to do it, to get the approval. And so starting out with 3, and then our faculty is still working on more, so there'll be more rolling out.
I had asked Stacy Klippenstein when he was here about teaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're going to offer BAs. Do you have to hire additional staff or people that are certified to teach the BA classes? And he said, once we started this process, half our staff already had that.
Yeah, and that's it. And that's what I think a lot of people. That was part of the what we found in the rebrand was that a lot of people didn't understand that even though we were a 2-year college, a lot of our faculty have taught at universities.
Right.
They chose to come here, so we have highly qualified faculty who can teach. Bachelor's degrees, who could teach master's degrees, graduate degree level, and they're here. They're based right here.
You're just getting a bachelor's. You're just getting a bachelor's. Slow down. Holy Toledo.
So we have highly qualified faculty here, and they can teach these 300 and 400 level classes. And for those who don't know, the way college works, your freshman classes, they're called 100 level classes. So you'll take English 101, English 102, and then you'll move to your junior or your sophomore year. So if you think about it in high school, you have freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. In college, it's 100 level for freshman, 200 level for sophomore, 300 level for junior, 400 level for senior. So what we've done is we've just added 300 level and 400 level classes. So those are your junior and senior years, so you can stay right here, get your whole package done for your bachelor's degrees in biology, human services, and elementary education.
And mom still cooks dinner. That's the best
part.
Yeah,
and save money. It's a fraction when you look at the tuition compared to universities. That was one reason why the state lawmakers did this was because it's community colleges can do it more affordably. And it is, I think when we looked at the figures, your approximate cost for tuition for a 4-year bachelor's degree is about $13,000 at Mojave College, compared to a university where you'd pay anywhere from $46,000 to $55,000.
Big difference.
In just tuition alone.
Big difference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's take a break. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by TWA Communications. Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable fiber internet. Call 444-8232 and Perkins America Food Company, where today's Fish Friday. Don't forget that. And by the way, it's also time for you to order your pies. Order them today. I was in there and ordered 6 pies this morning. I know. They looked at me like I was strange. You can do it too. Stop by Perkins and order your pies for Thanksgiving. two banana cream, two French silk, and two pumpkin.
Love me do. Mojave Electric Cooperative continues to build on its 79-year history and a legacy of service to our members. I'm Heather Foreman, reminding all MEC members that you can make a difference by voluntarily donating $1 to From the Heart with River Fund when paying your electric bill. River Fund, a local nonprofit agency, directs the funds to help local families in need with their electric bill payments. That's Mojave Electric Cooperative, helping our members make a difference through giving from the heart.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
We have all heard membership has its privileges. That is true at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Right now, through New Year's Eve, membership for 2026 is now less than 90 cents a day, $2.97 for the year. Gain 40% off green fees, access to pool and fitness center, steam room, and showers. Now, Laughlin Ranch is always open to the public. Interested in benefits of membership? Sign up today before the end of the year at LaughlinRanch.com. Book your tee time, too, at LaughlinRanch.com.
This holiday season, keep everything running smoothly with TWN Fiber Internet. Enjoy faster shopping, clearer calls, and zero interruptions so you can focus on what matters most. Family, fun, and festive cheer. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncom.com/MOHAVE. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twn.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Happy holidays, Kingman, from the City of Kingman Youth Advisory Council.
We're giving back this holiday season with our second annual bedding and coat and hoodie drives.
We're collecting new twin-size bedding for Sleep in Heavenly Peace, and nonprofit building beds for kids who don't have one.
And we're collecting new or gently used coats and hoodies of all sizes to help local families stay warm this winter.
Drop off donations through December 11th at Lee Williams High School, Kingman Academy High School, the City Complex, or the Chamber of Commerce.
Let's make a difference together. A blanket or a coat can mean the world to someone in need.
Let's show Kingman cares.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo, host of Sundays with Sinatra, right here on KNTR Talk. You know, I've had the honor of being with Frank Sinatra and knowing Frank Sinatra a little bit back in the day, and I'm so happy to be telling stories about the chairman of the board and playing his incredible music every Sunday evening from 5 to 7. A nice change of pace for Sunday evenings.
Sunday nights just got smoother. Sundays with Sinatra from 5 to 7 p.m. Brought to you exclusively by the Anderson Automotive Group.
By the way, yes, it's a Fab Four Friday, and we're playing songs from the number one album. Did you ever get that one? Yeah. Back with James Darman, Director of Communications, soccer. What else?
Well, the
you're just lucky all the soccer players are not here to listen to us right now.
Yeah.
They're going, wait a minute, James is in charge of our team?
Yeah, no, yeah, Camilo, the coach, he is the athletic director too. So yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he's talk about a team that really kind of came together. I think they really shocked the country. And when you look at a team that's only been around for two seasons,
right,
making it to the national semifinals and coming, you know, just kind of out of the blue like that, was really something special, I think.
And especially when you realize that your freshmen were high school students just a few months ago.
Yeah. So really to just pull it together like that is, you know, and when you watched some of the games and you listen to some of the announcers, you know, they were a little surprised too, just how well the team was doing so quickly.
Well,
so
it just shows that when you go out as the administrators and you recruit a soccer coach,
mm-hmm,
you've got to get the right guy.
Yeah.
And Mojave did.
Yeah. Yep. And he knows how to recruit these guys. So he knows he spotted four guys. They recruited four guys out of Yuma. And funny story, the college there is Arizona Western. Well, the president of Arizona Western said something to our president, hey, you know, glad to see our Yuma boys could, you know, help you win there. And our president, of course, said, well, yeah, surprised you guys didn't recruit them.
Do they have a team in Yuma?
Yeah, yeah, they're usually pretty good too.
Really?
So yeah, they won the conference last year and went to nationals.
So we stole four of their guys and.
Well, out of Yuma, they weren't even recruited. They were coming right out of the high school and out of the youth soccer, not the youth soccer, but the adult soccer
school,
leagues down
yeah.
there. Yeah, so they were playing and never got recruited by their college. So our coach found them and recruited them up here, and so they were instrumental players as well on the team. So yeah.
Well, you know, and that's just it. At this level, it's the coaches that are doing the recruiting. You
mm-hmm.
know, it's not like the National Football League where they have people that just do the recruiting.
Right. Yeah.
You know, here your coach is doing it all.
Yeah.
Your athletic director.
Yeah. Yeah. In the off season, they're out. You know. Traveling
sure.
the country looking for players.
Yeah.
And so, but, and this whole thing wouldn't have started, without, the boosters that,
right.
you know, this was a really homegrown, program that started with, you had Mehdi Azarmi, Steve Moss, Matt Hanrahan, Ed Catalfamo, somebody, and several others. Who came to the president a few years back and said, hey, we want to do this.
Right.
And he said, okay, well, if you guys can show me you can support it, we'll take a look at it.
Next thing you know, they rebuilt the whole soccer field.
Toby with the city came in and said, hey, you can use our field, and, you know, we'll help. We want to help out, too. So he's also now a member of the Boosters. And so it really all came together, and I think that helps with recruiting as well because nobody – you just don't see colleges starting up athletic programs with soccer.
Right.
And so when the coach goes out and tells kids and tells their parents, look, this whole community started soccer,
you know,
that's the first program.
I can't even do this hour-long program without Paul Lavoie, who's off today. He's on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
But he's texting me. Are you ready for this?
Big soccer fan.
Yeah. He says, your coach stole – Three of his brothers' players from Shadow Ridge in Las Vegas.
Yeah. And he got several in the region, and that's how he recruited. They recruited locally first, and then they went out regionally, and then they went out, you know, West Coast from there, and then they went nationally, and then internationally. They have a couple of international players.
See, now Paul Lavoie can say, I contributed to the Speak Out 2.0 show today. Yeah. So his brother, Brian, I guess, coaches up there at the high school in Vegas. And you sold three players from him.
Yeah, and our coach, Camilo, he used to be the assistant coach at UNLV. And then he knows the market. Yeah, so he knows the area as well. So, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, none of this would have started without the support of the community.
Is he going up and recruiting from Stacy Clifton Science College?
No. Yeah, so that's now the fun part, too, is you can start pulling people away from College of Southern Nevada.
Right, yeah. I can just see when some student goes in and goes, Mr. Clifton Science, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Where are you going? I'm going to Mojave College. I've been recruited by their coach.
Yeah, get their best players come down here, yeah.
How cool. Yeah, what the heck.
So, yeah, but, yeah, I mean, it's really been quite a ride, just so quick. I don't know that too many people thought that they were going to be so successful so quickly.
Well, because for a high school student to sit back and go home from school and go, hey, Mom and Dad, I'm moving to Bullhead City.
Yeah.
I've been recruited by their coach.
Yeah.
Well, now, if you're in Vegas or you're in Phoenix, then you know a Bullhead. But when he goes across the country and steals people or recruits, I can just see some of those kids telling their parents, we're moving to Bullhead.
And it was the game was broadcast on ESPN Plus, so it streamed on ESPN Plus.
Oh.
So Bullhead City got some plugs on there too. So really getting a lot of, you know, national attention for the area as well, for northwestern Arizona.
Toby Carter might want to take the coach to dinner over the weekend.
There you go. Yeah. And when you
You said they're flying back in Sunday.
Yep, they're flying in Sunday, and so they should be back to the campus around 8 o'clock. So we'll post some things on social media once we get the time a little firmer. But the campus dean is looking at around 8 o'clock to 8:30. They'd like to get the community down there. To welcome the guys back. So they'll have a – I think they're going to try to get a police escort when they get to the bridge to drive them back, you know, lead
to
them to
the campus. They should.
Yeah, so they'll be in a bus, a charter bus.
Yeah.
If it's Sunday night, you know, 8 o'clock-ish, if you can make it to the Bullhead campus, you'll see the action and welcome the guys back.
How cool that would be. How cool. Keep me posted because we'll put it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, and, yeah, we'll send it out.
And Speak Out 2.0. And
yeah, and I think the dean at the campus, Gary, is going to send some flyers out as well. So you can get one of those.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, all kind of going down now. So, I mean, it's, you know, talk about a whirlwind. It's really been something.
All right. Let's take a break. 31 past the hour. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, where, of course, you know, you get the best prices from MEC because they're a not-for-profit electric company. You can't beat that. You get questions, call them 763-1100. And we're brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. It's the #2 golf course in Arizona. Now, today you might not want to play, but you might want to book a time for tomorrow because there's no rain tomorrow. Baby, go to LaughlinRanch.com and book your tee time right now.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all you can eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available too. Perkins all you can eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all you can eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Too soon? Maybe it's a little early for Christmas music, but it's never too early to prep your home for the holidays. Stay ahead of the holiday chaos with TWN's fast, reliable 100% fiber internet. Keep your holidays festive, fun, and stress-free. Visit TWNcom.com/Mojave. That's TWNcomm.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit TWNcom.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
We have all heard membership has its privileges. That is true at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Right now, through New Year's Eve, membership for 2026 is now less than 90 cents a day, $2.97 for the year. Gain 40% off green fees, access to pool and fitness center, steam room, and showers. Now, Laughlin Ranch is always open to the public. Interested in benefits of membership? Sign up today, before the end of the year, at LaughlinRanch.com. Book your tee time, too, at LaughlinRanch.com.
Oh, it's that time of year again. The city gets that little cold snap. The Christmas decorations are lining the street. The London Bridge is all aglow, and the city Christmas tree is ready to be lit. And let's not forget Santa.
Ho, ho, ho!
Boys and girls, moms and dads, get ready for the annual Christmas tree lighting presented by Radio Central. This Lake Havasu City tradition takes place at Wheeler Park, Sunday, November 30th at 6 p.m. We'll sing Christmas carols, Mayor Sheehy will read Twas the Night Before Christmas, Shagrooz will delight us in some yummy treats.
Ho, ho, ho!
Oh, and of course, Santa will make his appearance, escorted by our Lake Havasu City Fire Department. So bring your own seat. If it's chilly, bundle up. A big thank you to the Lake Havasu City Parks and Rec team who decorates and helps set up our Christmas tree lighting. Bring your families and join your friends, Radio Central, for this year's Lake Havasu City Christmas tree lighting, Sunday, November 30th, 6 p.m. at Wheeler Park.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, about 25 till the hour. And, of course, Sean Hannity and his group will be in at the top of the hour right after the newscast. Monday on the program, Rich Lettman, our Mojave County Supervisor, will be here for my only show next week because I'm on Monday, Paul's on Tuesday for Speak Out, and the rest of the week is Thanksgiving. We're all going to be gone. Yeah. So you'll have people filling in for us. And filling in today, it's James Darman. And by the way, right now you're decorating all your campuses for the
Mojave College Shines event.
Mojave College Shines.
That's always a fun one for the families.
It is.
Yeah, you bring the kids down to the campuses, and Santa's going to be there. Santa always pops in for pictures.
Okay.
Bring your camera down, take a picture of the kids with Santa, and they have crafts and a lot of treats out there, and they light up the campus, so get ready for the season. You can go to the college calendar, college events calendar, to check that out. I can let you know the Colorado City campus, that one's going to be on December 3rd from 6 to 7. If you happen to be up there in Colorado City, that's right there on the border of Utah, 480 South Central Street, that's where that one is.
How often do you get there?
usually get up there couple times a year.
Oh, do?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And that, it's an 8-hour round trip.
I know.
Yeah. You got to go up through Vegas to get up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a long day.
Yeah. That one's fun. It's beautiful up there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you get up there and they're right there south of, Zion. So,
yeah. It's just like really. Littlefield and, yeah. It's a nice area.
Yeah.
I was up there years ago. There was a guy who was a police officer in Bullhead and he left the police department, went to the sheriff's office, and they put him up there as a resident deputy.
Yeah,
he was living in a fifth wheel, and I went up there to visit him, and I stayed in a tent in the front yard. It was great. I was a little younger in those days.
Well, all the campuses are having them. They're on different days. Well, on the third, though, also on the third, Bullhead City is going to have theirs. It starts at 5:30.
Okay.
So you can head over there off of Highway 95. Havasu's is going to be on December 4th. I think that's a Thursday. Or is that a Wednesday?
It's a Thursday.
Is that Thursday?
Because
yeah.
The Boombox Parade is on Friday the 5th.
Oh, okay, yeah. And that one, so yeah, the Havasu is on the 4th, so that's at Acoma Boulevard West there in Havasu. And then the Kingman campus, Neal campus, is going to have theirs from 6 to 8 on the 5th up in Kingman. That just up on the north side of town at 1971 Jaggerson Avenue. But if you go to Mojave.edu online and scroll to the bottom of the homepage, you'll see the events calendar, and then if you just click the button that says See Full Calendar, it'll open up the full calendar, and you can check out all the events that are happening there.
Well, because if you're a family, you want a cool place to take kids,
yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
Just walk around, look at the lights, and,
mm-hmm.
You know,
visit
with Santa.
Yeah, and it's free for everybody, and that's one of the things the college, a couple of the big events that the college holds every year are the family-friendly events. One was the Pumpkin Fest, and you get thousands of families to come there, and, you know, they're really family-friendly events, and the Shines is the next one that we do, and we get, just about a little bit, crowds are a little bit smaller than the Pumpkin Fest, but easily hundreds at each campus.
Because it's just a tad cooler.
Yeah, that might be. But they do.
From 85 to 65.
Yeah. They are inside. Most of the events inside, but they do light them up so you can walk around and see the lights
right.
As well. But Santa's the big draw. So,
of course.
So Santa's there for the kids. But yeah, those are always fun events. And then they also have a couple of the campuses, and I think Bullhead's one of them, and Havasu's the other. They have movies playing as well.
Okay.
So they'll have movies for the kids too. One of the Christmas themed movies. So, So, but those are always fun, and we like to tell everybody about them and encourage everybody to bring the kids down and have some fun. And
my wife
and
I always try to squeeze in Elf in December.
Yeah, that was one. I think they played that one last year at one of the campuses. Yeah,
it's just it's just so funny. You know, I'm your son, right? Yeah, sure. it was a great movie.
Who would have thought that would have become
standard?
I think I was watching a special on that on the making of that movie, and they were all kind of surprised that it became a holiday classic, so to speak. Yeah.
It really has.
Yeah,
I remember taking my wife when it first came out, and she was like, "We're going to see what?" And then when she was watching it, she said, "This is pretty good. This is funny."
And
poking fun and having a great time.
Yeah, so. That one and A Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, forever. You know, getting your tongue stuck to the light pole. Exciting. Yeah.
So if you wanted to chat a little more about those bachelor's degrees or the soccer program, we have plenty of information for everybody on both of them. If you go to mojave.edu/bachelors, you can check those out. This is happening so quickly with the bachelor's degrees that they're still loading up the catalog. So it's still populating the catalog with the course information. But we like to encourage people that if you do want to get in there and start taking these courses starting in January, which is when the next semester starts up, January 12th is the start of spring semester. and that's when these classes are going to start up. Go into futurebighorn.com and fill out that form. That's
kind of a registration form.
Yeah, it's just it's more of like a contact form, so you don't have to put all of your application together in that one form. It's just a way to get started, and then you'll be in there, and the enrollment navigators is what they're called. They're recruiters, but they help you walk you. They'll help walk you through that entire system, so that if you have any questions, they can help guide you through the application process.
Cool.
Yeah, and then and financial aid, everybody has questions about that. And we always try to encourage people to fill out the federal form, which is the free application for federal financial aid. It's the FAFSA form is what they call it for federal student aid. But a lot of people don't realize that they may already have their college paid for if they just fill out that FAFSA, that free application for federal student aid.
You don't know till you ask.
Yeah, and it's you fill that out, and you could get what they call these Pell Grants, and a lot of students find out that they don't have to pay for college because it's already paid for, because they'll get covered by these federal grants.
Right.
And then you just, but the first thing you have to do is fill that FAFSA out. So these the enrollment navigators will help walk you through that process. Because you do have to have some forms ready to upload, and you know it's a, it can be intimidating if you've never been through it, and if no member of your family has been through it.
Right.
And they're actually called first generation.
Okay.
And we have a significant number of first gen students. I think we're up around 75-80% of our students are first gen.
Okay.
So they're the first in their family to ever go to college.
And the college realizes you might need some help at that point
filling
out the forms.
Yeah. And so we are aware of that, and we've been there, so we know when you walk in, you're like, what the heck's a bursar? You know? It's like, what is this? It can be intimidating.
I was in 12th grade a couple of weeks ago. What is this stuff?
Yeah, so you know, so we get it. It's not it can be an intimidating process, so we want to make it as easy and as smooth as possible.
And Mojave Soccer has their own website? It's just Mojave Soccer?
Yeah. We have the athletics website as well, so MojaveSoccer.com. You can follow the team. If you missed any of the games, we've got all the news releases. We have pictures from the games on there, so you can follow this really epic and historic second season that has,
And if you have somebody that's playing in 12U, 13U, 14U, show these things to them and let them know that there's a future in soccer.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, kids used to play football in the schools and think that, oh, this is my future. Now you can play soccer in high school and think this is your future too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's they were on the national stage. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's getting, national attention on ESPN. So, there you go. And it's great for the players, great for the college, great for the community.
How cool to be a grandma and grandpa in some other state and go, Johnny's on ESPN tonight. He's on that Bullhead team from Mojave College watching.
We did have a lot of comments, a lot of people writing in, people who've lived in Mojave County who are writing back just shocked that, to see it. They're Mojave County on the national news, on the national stage, and on ESPN.
Right.
Yeah. So it's,
look what you did.
Yeah. So it's really, really kind of a, it's something that, this team, I don't know if it's sunk in with the players yet, but there's something special.
Yeah. How do people get in touch with you, or what's the best way if they have more questions? I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can get a hold of my office through college@mojave.edu. So if you just email college@mojave.edu, we will answer you and get you. If we don't have the answer for you,
we'll find it.
We will track it down and get you in touch with the people who do.
James, thank you so much.
Perfect.
Great information.
Yeah.
Speak Up 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Are you looking for a loan? Well, you can call the Beatles, but you can also call Chad Hansen. 928-288-2690. If you know Paul McCartney, call him. But if not, you can just call Chad Hansen. 928-288-2691, because he's the guy with the key to the vault. You know how much money's in that vault? More than what you need. Call Chad. And we're brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. It's a skilled nursing facility, almost like a home-type setting. So stop by and check it out yourself. 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City.
Mojave Electric Cooperative would like to remind you that while Christmas lights don't draw much power, old extension cords could still overheat. Touch the cords periodically to make sure they don't feel hot. Also, be careful not to run cords under furniture or rugs, which could lead to overheating and cause a fire. We at Mojave Electric Cooperative like to wish all of our members a very Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
When your home fills up with family, Aloe Fiber makes sure that space is a happy place for everyone. Aloe Fiber experts install it all, and full service means step-by-step support, guiding you through everything so you can stay connected to what matters, and the family can always feel at home. Put the game on, and don't worry about your Wi-Fi calling a timeout. Better TV and internet service is one connection away. Call Aloe at 866-481-2556 or visit alofiber.com.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Arnold here, your hometown Chevy dealer since 2000. It's the Car Bravo pre-owned sales event at Bradley Chevrolet. Save big on over 250 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, most of them Car Bravo certified, with 126-point inspection, 6-month warranty, and a Carfax report. Rates as low as 3.9 and no payments for 90 days. Stop by and visit BradleyChevrolet.com or BradleyChevroletParker.com. Together, let's drive Chevrolet.
Do it yourself or direct it yourself. Every weekend, people tell us about overspending on projects they could have handled themselves. And we hear from people who ended up overspending because they tried to do something they should have called in a pro to tackle. I'm Leslie Segretti from The Money Pit. Got a remodeling or repair project? Well, we can help you decide whether you do it yourself or direct it yourself this weekend on The Money Pit Home Improvement Show.
Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. on KNTR Talk. Brought to you by Quality Marbling Granite in Bullhead City.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. I threw James out. That's right. I said, James, you're out of here, dude. And now, the studio just got so much prettier. You're live.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon.
You're live. So, Rose Jacobs is here with the Colorado River Concerts Association.
Yes, yes. We've gotten our concert season started.
You're filling in for Julie?
Yes, I am, I guess. Yeah. I mean, her and I both go and do the marketing and PR and help with the donations and sponsorships and stuff like that. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm kind of like her helper.
Because putting on those concerts isn't cheap.
It's a lot of work. And without our donors, I want to make this clear, without our donors, we could not do this in our community. There were so many small communities that lost their performing arts programs or concert programs after COVID. And it was such a sad thing.
Yeah.
And as a group that sits on the board,
sure,
we're like, we cannot be that next one. We have, last year was our 50th anniversary.
Oh.
1974. 50
years.
Wow. You know, so this is our 50th one year, and we've got some new sponsors this year as
well. Who are they?
A lot of them came back, but one of our sponsors that we want to talk about and shout out to is Legacy.
Okay.
This was the first time Legacy has come aboard.
Okay.
You know, we do a lot with the student outreach program, and so we needed some more monies to bring that in. Our performers do that, and we make sure that the performers, at least three out of the four performers, are willing to work with the kids in that music education program that we are just so proud of.
Which means a daytime concert.
Yes.
Just for kids.
Yes. It's usually anywhere from maybe the half of the concert that
sure.
the adults would see. But what I think is so special about it is that they come in and they give the kids the music, but then they talk to them.
Right.
They talk to them about the business of show business. And what's currently going on in that. So I think that's really important to our young people that might be thinking about the arts. How do I do this? How do I get into it? What direction do I go?
And you're so right, because if you're, you know, a junior high student in Bullhead City, you're thinking all that's out of reach.
Correct.
And
correct.
It's not.
And we need to encourage those that are coming from the junior high, and even youngers,
yeah.
to pick up an instrument.
Right.
And start playing, whether that instrument is your voice or a physical instrument. So then by the time you get to high school, you are ready to go with a great program that they have there with the band.
We just had an... Terry might have told you. We just had the band director from Mojave speak at our Kiwanis Club.
He told me about that.
Yeah.
He said he's very impressive.
Oh, very impressive young man. And, you know, he doesn't have any limits on what he wants to do.
Great idea.
You know, and he mentioned that unfortunately right now, Fox Creek Junior High, which is the feeder for the high school, doesn't have a music program.
Yes.
But he wants to help that.
Yes.
Get back where it belongs.
Yes, I definitely think that is necessary in our community,
yeah.
and desired in our community.
Not, oh, yeah.
So,
but what
yeah,
a great guy he was.
So Legacy came aboard this year. We also have Dot Food coming to us
good.
For the first time, as well as Valley View. We just got the call right before the last first concert, I should say.
Good.
So they weren't in our program, but they will be in our programs going forward for
okay.
the other seasons. Performances. So yeah, that was the Mid-Atlantic Men that we did on November 13th.
Right.
Had over 300
people. Good.
Yes.
Who's next?
Now let me talk about this lady here. I brought some notes in her bio. To share with everybody that's listening. Our next performance is January 15th. Our performances are at the Mojave High School
right.
Auditorium. They begin at 7 p.m., and that's on a Thursday. And this gal does classical music. You know, we try to do a little different genres, you know,
right.
throughout the season. So her name is Lauren Jilovich, and she is a trained soprano. And she tours with a concert pianist. So it's going to be very classy, very, very classical music.
Okay.
A little bit different than when we had a couple of weeks
right.
ago with the Lenny Men. But like I said, we like to spread that out. But she is actually a graduate of the Manhattan School of Music.
Okay.
And she worked with the Actors Studio with William Esper Acting Studio. She's done some off-Broadway. She has performed at Carnegie Hall. She has performed at the Opera Theater of St. Louis. I used to live in St. Louis, so I was familiar with that.
And now she's
like,
going to perform at Mojave High.
And now she's going to be here at Mojave High. It's
oh,
going to
cool.
be just such a classic performance. We didn't have a real classic old performance last year in the season. And we have people, you know, we have people come to us and
sure.
like, hey, I miss seeing this or I miss seeing that. Or, I'd like to see this. And one of it was the classical stuff.
Out of your four concerts, people mm-hmm. had their favorites.
Absolutely. Every
yeah.
year. Even I do.
Yeah.
I do as well. And so we have Lauren that is coming up in January 15th. And, February 5th is going to be the Brothers Doobie. I wonder what kind of music they're going to be playing. But this is a band, I think, I can't remember if there's 8 or 10 musicians in this band. A lot of our performances only have maybe 3
right.
or 4. But this one is a big one because it is a full band that's going to be on the stage. And I think that's going to be really exciting.
I got to tell you something. Next time you see my wife,
okay.
you say, hey, will I see you at the Doobies? Because we went to California one time to an outdoor KRS 101 concert,
okay.
and it was outdoors in Irvine, and the Doobies came on stage, and they were so loud. Everybody was like, whoa, this is killing me.
Wish I'd brought my earplugs.
And Alana was going, let's go. And I go, we can't leave. She goes, why? Because Chicago's next. That's why. You know? But the Doobies.
They're great.
The Doobies were so loud.
Yeah.
But these guys won't be.
No. We definitely do great sound checks. In fact, sometimes people are waiting to get into the auditorium, but they're finishing their sound check. And, of course,
right.
We, you know, being respectful to our audience, but it's also
sure.
to the band. So they are ready to perform live as soon as that stage curtain
yeah.
opens up. And I'm kind of a rocker chick. If anybody knows me personally, my husband and I do a lot of rock concerts,
yep.
heavy rock and some pop. And so we're not big country fans. We admire country music, mm-hmm. but we just don't go to a lot of country concerts. But the last group of the season came
okay.
up. And then they're the Swan Brothers. And that's going to be on March 17th. And that's going to be our last concert of the season. The Swan Brothers performed on the NBC The Voice.
Oh.
And they were one of Blake Shelton's
okay.
finalists.
Wow.
And they didn't win. They came in second place. But they have done lots of recordings. One's called Later On. Another one is One Good Woman. But if anybody watched that show, and we were kind of junkies to that show. And so when I liked them, I mean,
yeah.
I honestly like that's some good country music there. And so when they came up as a possibility, I'm like jumping up and down with the board going, we got to have them. There's such great energy. And it's our last concert of the year as well.
Okay.
So you want to go out, you want to come in with a bang, you want to go out with a bang.
What's the date on that one?
That one is going to be March 17th.
Okay.
It's on a Tuesday. And I think that's what I'm probably looking most forward to is seeing, because I saw them perform
okay.
On the show and thought they were just good performers.
Now, besides the Colorado River Concerts
mm-hmm.
Board,
mm-hmm.
you're also on the Colorado River Women's Council Board.
Yes.
And 2 weeks from today,
Boombox,
you have a little event.
We have a big event. It's a big event. It's Boombox. And, oh, my gosh, I've been involved with that for about 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. I was a judge last year, actually. That was fun.
And I think you're going to have about 95 entries, I believe.
Wow, I hadn't heard a final number yet.
Well, I
wow.
haven't either, yeah. but Barb Weber was in
yes,
here the
yes,
other day.
Yes, yes, yes. I think Maury came in with her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and she was thinking that, yeah, we run around 95 entries.
Yeah, it's going to be a great parade.
And, of course,
year.
The very last one.
Is y'all.
Is
with
y'all.
Santa Claus. Y'all.
Yep. That's a new Bullhead City term.
You can tell I'm a Southern girl living with
yep.
a West Virginia boy.
Yes. It'd be the Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis Club carrying Santa.
Yes. As always, a great, great tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're looking forward to that. And, of course, then the next evening.
Yeah, the next night is...
Wow, at our new pavilion in town.
Well, and then at the same point in time, the Community Pride Advocates are lighting up the pathway with lights, and then they have this huge Christmas tree. They're
yeah.
going to light that up
yeah.
during our program, during the caroling, when we get to the song that says, Oh, Christmas Tree. We're going to...
How perfect
Your
is
husband's
that?
The MC.
Yes.
He's going to tell
yes.
everybody, look to the south, and you're going to see that tree light up.
Yes, he enjoys those things.
It's
going to
be a
much.
Great spirit weekend.
Absolutely.
And,
if you're not in the spirit after that weekend,
yeah.
you haven't gone out and pulled that spirit in.
And
it's
all
right there.
Free.
It
it's
has,
all free.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful for that.
All right. Rose, so good to see you.
You too, thank you.
Put up
you.
With your husband every week and get to see you once in a while.
Well, you know he loves you. So.
Yeah, and he's on the air the Friday of that.
Okay, because you
yeah.
did a little recording. I
we
think.
Did a recording, yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be great. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Thank you for coming in.
Sure.
And don't forget about the community concerts. What's the website?
Yes, let me give the website. It's crconcerts, that's with an S, concerts.com. Great Hanukkah, great Christmas gifts. You still get season tickets for $100 for the season or $35 for each concert.
Right.
So, yeah, reach out.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, that's going to can it for the tuna. We're out of here for the weekend. Back on Monday. And like I said, Rich Lettman, our Mojave County Supervisor, will be in here with me for the... Yeah, and you didn't want to steal 15 minutes from him.
No.
I remember you said, I can't steal 15 minutes from Rich.
No, he can make a call on that.
Yeah. Everyone
you.
Have a great weekend. Stay dry.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.